Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together. Those of you who have been listening for the last couple months, you will know that that is Will of Titus. And nothing is impossible. When we laid out our 2016 platform, we being myself and the others involved with the Journey 8, one of the things we wanted was a song that we could tie our theme to, which theme for 2016 is tolerance. And nothing is impossible. Kept coming back. So we've dubbed that our song, our theme song. You'll hear it from week to week, and I hope you never get tired of it, because I don't. That's Will of Titus. You can find their album on iTunes, I believe it is. You're going to hear another song, a newer song, Christmas song from Michael, later on in the broadcast. So, Will of Titus. We're also going to be hearing, of course, from someone we're going to be interviewing next show, Karen Williams. All right. Well, excuse me. I'm keeping myself awake, aren't I? Two things I wanted to do, and of course I typed up this really cool agenda. Why? Because I was bored the other day. I even sent it to Mr. Producer said, this is the way the show is going to go. And of course he knows me well enough to know that that never happens that way. But here's a couple things I do want to kind of go over before we get too involved in the show. And one thing is how, and I believe it or not, I still have people, friends talk to me and ask me, how do I get to listen to your show? And I thought after 2 years, we'd figured it out, but here we go. If you want to listen to this hodgepodge show called The Journey 8, you have two different ways to do that. If you just want to listen and you don't want to talk to me, which I'm starting to feel like no one wants to talk to me, but that's okay. I can do this. You can either dial in on your smart or dumb phone. And that phone number is 716-748-0150. That will allow you to listen to the show, but not to talk to me, okay? Now, if you want to call in and talk to me or ask me a question, that is a toll-free number. That's 888-627-6008. And, of course, you can always listen to the show if you're in front of your computer by tapping into bbsradio.com /journey8, and it'll take you right to the page, and there's instructions right there on how to push the button to listen. So we'll go through those numbers later, but that is basically how you hear us. Or you can listen to the archives. They're all loaded there on the page. Every show is re-recorded and archived so that if you miss the show live, you can always go back and listen to it later. Even I go back and listen to the shows. It's amazing how much you forget as you go on. So that's our information. Make sure that you have some way of listening, talking. That is my stomach growling. Did you hear that? And staying in touch. And speaking of staying in touch, we are, I don't know if you've punched up the new website. It's still not there. It'll give you a nice little message saying that it's under construction. And that's because I've been sick. As you know, I missed the last show, and I'm still recovering. So there we go. Now, before we lead in to what's happening, and I got to make some adjustments here because I'm all by myself tonight. And you know how it is. You're hot one minute, cold the next. Before we go too much further, I want to explain. Tonight is kind of an experiment. I'm going to be experimenting with you. I'll give you a heads up. And one of the things I wanted to do is have some discussion questions. Not that I expect anyone to call me and discuss, but you never know. I'm sure there's a brave person out there that might want to. And we're going to have some music in between. I thought the idea being that maybe if I gave you some things to think about, at some point you would want to discuss them. And you may have to do some pondering and maybe next week slap me with an answer from this week. I don't care. You know, we're pretty free rolling here. But, you know, the whole idea is that we're going to form this program around our theme, as I said, which is tolerance. For 2016, we're going to have this what if kind of platform, and we're going to ask questions throughout the year to get people to start to think, even if you don't call in. The idea with this program, which makes it different than other religious-based programs, is that I do not have a sermon. I rarely have a sermon or a homily. I don't throw Bibles at people or thump them. And I try my best to get you to understand that where I am with this program is just one way of getting you to step closer to an unknown or fear or whatever is keeping you between you and your God. So if that is fear, then we're going to hold hands and go through that together. If it's anger, we can deal with that too. But the idea of this show, even though it's called a talk show, is more of a learning tool for you. I'm going to give you some things to think about, meditate on, what have you. And if you like it, you come back the following session. Now, speaking of that, I did actually type out the 2016 calendar. Do you think I have it with me? Absolutely not. But I will tell you, I did type it out. And I can tell you that the very next show is January 4th, our New Year's Eve, New Year's Eves show. And we are going to have Karen, as far as I'm aware, we're going to have Karen Williams with us. And we're going to find out some stuff about her. But that's in the future. Let's come back. We're going to try and break up the show a little bit into sections that are easier for you to manage, in the sense of I'm going to ask you a question to think about. Then we're going to have some music. Then I'm going to ask you, to continue to think about what we're talking about. Now, one of the things I did want, before I forget, tomorrow's very dear friend Carol Simpson's, birthday, and happy 21st birthday. Yeah, that's it, 21. Happy birthday, Carol. And of course, the rest of the troops, Marlene and everyone, hello. So here we are. I'm going to play a couple songs. Well, I'm not going to. Mr. Engineer is going to play a couple songs. One is by Karen, one is by someone else, a Christmas song. And a song you've heard from Karen before called Head Up. And while I'm getting my question ready, you're going to hear some music and then we'll come back. Okay?
You down, knock you to the ground if you let it. We were made to overcome. Victory is won. Don't forget it. Well, it's the joy of being saved, being free from the grave.
No decorations, no tree with tinsel, no light this year at home. The rooms are silent, no carols play. It's the first time she is all alone. But what a wonder, she says there's comfort. Emmanuel, our God is with us. Yes, he is with us still. They may be next door, maybe the next row, but they're so
Wasn't that nice? I don't know who that masked singer was. We know the beginning was Karen Williams. So here we go. One of the things that, oh, first of all, I have to say, we do have a rainstorm coming in. I don't think it's going to interrupt the show tonight. But if I leave you abruptly, you will know that I've had to shut down my equipment. It hasn't happened so far. Except for once, I think, in 2 years. But anyway, I like to forewarn people. You know, it's kind of like when I come in the room. Let's forewarn them. Here she comes. Okay. So, why do we showcase artists who are indie acts or people who aren't the big cheeses of the industry? Because I believe in them, and so does BBS. And someone asked me the other day at lunch, might have been at lunch, if I get anything in return for playing people's music. Other than the joy of listening to their music, no, I don't ask for anything in return. I don't give anything in return other than free airtime because I really think sometimes they deserve it. They deserve it all the time. So that's that. And tonight's music, of course, the feature music is Will of Titus and, of course, Karen Williams, they both have powerful messages in their albums, and I encourage you to get their albums. I don't always play every single song on their album because I just get caught up in what that weekly program is, and sometimes I forget. Quite frankly, I just forget. All right, so we've had some music, and you have to excuse me, my voice is going to come in and out because I'm still recovering from that dastardly cold. We've kind of given you, oh, let's not forget, listen only 716-748-0150, I believe. And to call and talk to me, 888-627-6008. All right, so on to our thinking question stuff. Now, I had one question in the outline that I was going to use as my first question, but because I'm so ADD, ADH, ABC, and DFG, I decided to switch it out with this one that I just came up with right before the show started, actually. I think it's a really cool question, a thinker question. If you took Christmas 2015, which is right around the corner, and said, we're going to go into a time capsule, and we're going to zoom back 2,000 years. Who do you see yourself as? In other words, in the Christmas story, are you the drummer boy, the wise man, the shepherds, angels, animals in the stable, Mary, Joseph, etc.? So think about this, because each character or person had a specific role in that story. You know, are you the angels who are, you know, shouting through the heavens? Are you the shepherds on the hill? You know, the little, poor little drummer boy, and so on and so forth. Who do you see yourself as? And it'd be interesting to know. You know, I went through this question real fast before the show started in my head of my friends, and I thought, yeah, he would be good as this guy. She would be good as this, and so on and so forth. And of course, as you know in life, what people think you'd be good at and what you are good at are sometimes two different things. So, Christmas 2015. Now, I want you to take that character that you're thinking of that could be you, whether it's little donkey in the stable or whatever, whomever. And then I want you to bring that character forward 2,000 years and say, who in today's world would that person fit? In other words, for instance, a wise man, one of the wise men. In 2015, are there any wise men left? If so, who would you be? Interesting, huh? I picked my person. It's not an animal, it's a person. And brought that character 2,000 years forward and was quite surprised at who I matched them up with. So think about it. Give it some thought. And try to, you know, it's hard because it's hard to be humble in this kind of thing because not everyone can be the wise man. Not everyone can be Mary or Joseph or, you know, some of the key players at all. Any production, as we say, takes the whole troop. And you might find the bigger blessing comes from being the more humbler, the sheep, the goat, the camel. Was there a camel in there? I think there was. According to one screenwriter that I know, there was a camel. So, you know, think about that and then bring them forward and say, yeah, this person could really have been a wise man for me, or this could have been the innkeeper. You know, last name's Hilton. No, anyway. So I thought that was kind of a unique question, only because we think of things in the year 2015 and how advanced we are and how technologically savvy we are and everything. And some people would even say, I can't imagine what it was like back then. Well, this is a good way to try and put yourself there. You know, it's a good way to try and step into that arena. We have a couple more days before Christmas is really upon us, although this is the last week of Advent. And we should be thinking in terms of all those wonderful things. Now, there are other holidays, other religions that have high holy days or feast right around the same time as Christmas. So we all share the same kind of story there in this time frame between, I don't know, December 15th and January 6th or something like that. Interesting. So, who are you in the Christmas story? Or who would you like to be? Yeah. Now, I'm going to move on. While you're thinking of that, I'm going to move on and talk about lunch I had with some friends of mine the other day. And I will leave their names out to protect the innocent. We had lunch at one of my favorite places to eat, which was, my mind just went blank. Oh, my mind does this. Yeah. We had lunch there anyway. Yeah, I hate getting old. It's just really awful. We were talking about the show and how excited I was that they might have a chance to listen, so on and so forth. And one of the things I mentioned to one of my friends is that we never know what's going to come up in the show because I'm doing it. And, of course, most of the people who know me know that I am just. Next to the definition of ADH and ADA and all that stuff is a picture of me. I'm there, I'm here, I'm everywhere, and yet I never see myself that way. Others know the truth, and I see myself as the lowly little sheep in the barn, you know? But I was excited about the show because we had, I'd worked on the outline, I should say, it's not a script, the outline, I've talked to people about it, and I said, we need to have a theme for 2016. And of course, everybody goes, why? So you could break it in 2 weeks? I don't know. But I want a tolerance because there's so little tolerance in the world today. And if I can mend a fence, jump over a stream, or build a path for someone, and teach others the tolerance that I'm learning these days, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? So that's how that came about. And when speaking with my friends, I said, yeah, tolerance. And they're just like, okay. So this is the show, and I'm going to drum it all year long. We're just going to strum it and drum it, and hopefully new people will jump on board. And I do believe I hear the rain coming down. So let's try together to find ways to bridge those gaps. You know, there sure is a lot of hate and ugliness in the world. And this time of the season, especially, we want to remember that there's some good stuff that happens now and then, too. And so we're going to move to a second question. I'm going to stop at question number two, even though I have a plethora of them. But it kind of goes, sort of, with the first question. And that is, as you're thinking about what character, what person in the Christmas story you want to be, I also want to have you think about what or who is missing this year from your Christmas. Is it a relative or a friend that's overseas in the military? Is it someone who's left us or left you this year? Could it be just a feeling that's missing? I don't know. So several people have said they feel the humdrums this year. And I've been trying to figure out ways to pull them up out of that place. It's hard sometimes when you feel that way. But so who are you in the Christmas story? Who would you like to be? And what is missing? What or who is missing this year for you? Don't be afraid to call and talk to me. Really, I am not hard to talk to. I know there's stories out there, but they're not true, really. So there we are. And my voice is giving out on me. Look at that. We're going to take a minute, and I think if you can, Mr. Engineer / producer, if you can go ahead and pull up Will of Titus's or Michael's Christmas song, let's play that right now while I try and get my voice back.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. In heaven.
I gotta say, that's probably one of the most unique versions of Silent Night I've ever heard, and I love it. That's only the second time I've heard the song. And the first time we played it on the show, I like it. Good job. Good job. Okay, so here we are with questions. If you didn't hear the questions at the beginning of the show, let's go over them one last time for you to ponder, shall we? Okay, first question. Think about this. Christmas 2015. You're in a time capsule and you're going back 2,000 years. Who do you see yourself as in the Christmas story? The drummer boy? Wise man? Mary? Joseph? Angels? Animals in the stable? Who is it that you can think of that you identify most with? And why? Why? Now, bring that character forward 2,000 years and say, who is it today? Say, for instance, you were the wise man. Who would be your wise man today? Second question. What or who is missing this year for Christmas? And I know that's kind of an emotional question, but I want some emotion in this thought process that you're going through or will go through or might go through concerning these questions. So, y'all, it's okay to be a sheep. It's okay to be a shepherd. Not everybody can be a wise man. Not everybody can be Joseph or Mary. Anybody can be Christ. No, notice I left that character out because there is no one that can be that character. And who knows? Maybe angels singing are what you feel like. I just thought that this year when you're opening presents or doing a Hanukkah thing or whatever your religion calls for this time of year, that you think about who, you know, who, what, when, and where 2,000 years ago. And look at yourself and say, why did I choose that person? It's a self-examination more than anything of what character do you see yourself as? Yeah. Now, we're going to talk about next week before we leave you. And we might leave a little early because my voice is really not happy. Next show, January 4th, 2016, our New Year's show. And we're going to have, as far as I'm aware, we're going to have Karen Williams on. She's going to talk to us about her album. She's going to talk to us about all kinds of stuff. And also we're going to find out the key to the songs. Every artist picks songs for their albums based on something. And it's not always what songs will make lots of money, I suppose. But more often than not, and being a amateur singer myself, the song means something to them. And so it's kind of interesting to ask an artist from time to time, why this song? Why did you pick this song for your album? And it's kind of neat to hear the stories as they unfold. Now, that being said, Karen's going to be with us. And the first half of the show is going to be moi. I'm not sure what I'll do. A little song, a little dance. But I'm trying to get my hands around this concept of tolerance and how this flows throughout the year. I'd love for you to send me a note, RevJudy at thejourney8.org, O-R-G, org. The email does work, the website, someday. It's an ongoing process, you know. And excuse me. So what we're going to do is I have one other song that we can cue up. And this is a version of a very popular Christmas song made several years ago. Let's play it. Do you have it, Mr. Engineer?
Before I
breath of heaven, breath of heaven, breath of
All right, one of the more pretty Christmas songs ever written, and Breath of Heaven. I am going to sign off early and take my cold to bed. I apologize for letting anybody down for the last 10 minutes, but we can fill in with some music, and by all means, have the happiest of holidays. Be safe out there, be careful, and know that you are loved beyond all measure. Grace and peace, and good night.
Step out, God will show you the way. Step out, why not do it today? God will never ever leave you, where the grace of God. Step out. God has given you a calling, and it's only there for you. And has given you the talent for the things that you will do. So why not toss aside the fear that's holding you down, and realize you've been surprised and stand in solid. Step out, God will show you the way. Step out, why not do it today? God will never ever leave you, where the grace of God will keep you. You have the gift of faith, step out.
Heavenly Father, I know that you can hear me, hear my heart, hear my voice. Heavenly Father, hear my voice. Heavenly Father, hear my voice. Heavenly Father, I know that you can hear me, hear my voice. I know that you can hear me, hear my voice. I know that you can hear me, hear my voice.
You said you'd come, share all my sorrows. You said you'd be there through all my tomorrows. I came so close to sending you away, but just like you promised, you came there to stay. I just had to pray. You said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every tear drop when in darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I goodness so great, I can't understand. And dear Lord, I know that all this was planned. I know you're here now and always will be. Your love loosed my chains, and in you I'm free. But Jesus, why? Said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every tear drop when in darkness you cried, and I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Give you my heart and my soul. I know that without God I'd never be whole. Savior, you open all the right doors, and I thank you and praise you from earth's humble shores. Take me and said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every tear drop when in darkness you cried, and I strove to remind you that for those tears I died.
Thank you for listening to The Journey 8, and please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Judy Hosner.